Hello, and welcome to PharmaLex Talks podcast. Today, I'm speaking with Alex Brenchett, Vice President, Practice Area Lead for Local Affiliate Pharmacovigilance Services at PharmaLex, which is a Cencora company. As companies have expanded their global presence, they have also had to deal with the challenge of navigating diverse and evolving regulations, such as country-specific pharmacovigilance requirements. And those requirements have a huge impact on the local affiliate office. Alex has more than 20 years of experience in the pharmaceutical industry, including in preclinical and clinical research. He shares his perspective on what pharmacovigilance requirements mean for the local affiliate and ways to alleviate the burden placed on them. Before we begin, please note that the information provided during this podcast does not constitute legal advice. PharmaLex and its parent company, Cencora Inc., strongly encourage the audience to review available information related to the topics discussed during the podcast and to rely on their own experience and expertise in making decisions related thereto. So back to you, Alex. Can we perhaps start by giving an overview of the kinds of challenges faced by companies when it comes to local pharmacovigilance requirements in post-marketing?
Yeah, of course. What we often see is companies that come from markets such as the US, they are used to assume the same safety requirements. But in other countries, that's not the case at the global level. For example, in Europe, despite centralized marketing approval through the EMA, European Medicines Agency, companies face often quite different local safety requirements across all the European countries, almost 30 countries. Other regions that are of growing importance also have different expectations. What our experience has found is that across the Middle East and Africa region, some countries have a strict and well-developed PP regulations, for example, among Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and Egypt, while others are at the start of their PP journey. In addition, those different local requirements, many companies don't have sufficient and experienced local resources to manage these differences. So these are the kind of challenges that companies face to comply with local PP requirements at the local level.
I'd like to pick up on that last point about finding local resources at the local level. Can you explain how and why this is an issue?
Yeah, so pharmacovigilance activities are very resource intensive. They require continuous oversight, and that means that the local person for PB needs backup to ensure coverage for time off, as well as staff turnover. So we are talking that you need to be 24/7 available for health authorities when you are nominated as national contact point for pharmacovigilance. Let's take an example of a company operating in 100 countries, for example. It may be needed two people per country, so it means 200 resources to ensure that we are able to cover the local PV activities. And all those people have to be trained and onboarded, which likely means almost continuous onboarding new resources, at least somewhere in the world. So those local PV people must also deal with PV activities that go beyond conducting literature searches to identify individual case safety reportings. They may be also involved in risk minimization measures, patient support programs, and signal detections. In addition, the level of complexity is higher when companies have a portfolio that includes not only medicinal products, but also other type of products like medical devices or cosmetics, because additional vigilance requirements must be considered in those cases. So companies cannot simply assign these responsibilities to junior staff. Whoever handles the local PV role will be the national contact point for the authorities and will need to be able to prepare for and handle health authorities' inspections.
That's obviously a lot of people and clearly a lot of work. Given the resource challenge, what is the answer for global companies?
Yeah, well, some PB activities, such as global case processing or global literature screening, that are managed at the central level, the company headquarter, or to an offshore hub location to have a more cost-effective solution. While on the ground, experts are needed to address country-specific requirements, and perform follow-up activities. So this means that we need still those experience properly train local PV staff. What many companies are doing is outsourcing PV activities to vendors, for example, to provide resources that can be leveraged as needed, rather than having full-time dedicated employees in each country. One of the benefits, I would say, of outsourcing local PV activities is to allow companies to scale up according to local and global needs. So it's important to have experienced local personnel to manage PV activities, to be able to engage with the local authorities in the local language. Again, ideally centralizing certain activities via hubs to gain efficiencies. So for some organizations, this may involve fully outsourcing local PV activities, while for others, hybrid outsourcing makes more sense. For example, outsourcing some roles or some activities in some countries.
That does seem like an obvious solution, but I'm guessing it's not as simple as all that.
Yeah, that's correct. And there are a number of things to think about here around processes and platforms. While most large companies have a global PV system, there are always some local components, such as local standard operating procedures or even local country guidance. So in our experience, those local procedures are often not fully integrated in the company quality management system. So one important step, therefore, for us is to make sure that the local processes are relevant, validated, and complying with global processes. This may require a training matrix for both internal and external PV personnel at the local and global level. After all, we want everyone involved in our local PV activities to have access to training in order to ensure local PV activities are not isolated. So in my experience, I will say that another challenge we often see is the use of many Excel trackers to manage local PV activities. Each affiliate may have four different local PV work streams with a tracker for each activity. So if we go back to our example of a company operating in 100 countries, that could mean having four Excel trackers per country, one for ICSR, one for literature searches, one for PV intelligence, and another one for other relevant safety data, which may result in keeping 400 Excel trackers all archived in different country folders with restricted access. So our advice is to consider replacing these trackers with a single validated digital platform to manage the entire local pharmacovigilance system, making it easier to track and manage data. So a single platform will also allow companies to automate certain activities, such as the preparation of monthly PV reports and have better oversight of activities and PV metrics via a dashboard. So another key consideration I would say is that locally, specific data protections, data retention policies are applicable in each country. So this requires having an experienced multidisciplinary partner who is able to adhere to these principles when transferring data from one country to another.
Those are very good suggestions. Thank you, Alex. Are there any more interpersonal steps that companies need to take if they do outsource a lot of their local PV activities?
Yeah, absolutely. There are things that should never be overlooked. Always it's important to allow time for communicating any outsourcing intention to the local affiliates. Often what we see is affiliates use local consultants with whom they have developed good working relationships. Change management programs are needed, including affiliates in conversations, so they understand the reason for using a particular service provider to centralize the management of local PV activities, instead of having a patchwork of local consultants or vendors operating in the different countries. Also, it's very important, I would say, to make sure that the outsourcing partner know which roles and activities they will be responsible for and which activities will be carried out internally and by the other vendor. Without a clear delineation of responsibilities, I would say that the new outsourcing partner will not be able to properly perform and provide the requested local PV services. So it's always the responsibility of the company headquarters to convince affiliates of the need to delegate and outsource certain activities and to adhere to the outsourcing strategy.
With these considerations in mind, what is the overall appetite and indeed attitude to local affiliate pharmacovigilance outsourcing?
Yeah, so we definitely see an increased push to outsource more and more affiliate PV activities, and even to consolidate outsourced PV activities under a single and preferred service provider, rather than having different vendors in each country. So there is a huge upside to this, including potentially streamlining and harmonizing processes and gaining efficiencies. But company must take time to prepare local affiliates to establish adequate training, gain buy-in at the local level, and adopt processes that ensure external resources from the sourcing partner are fully integrated into their organization.
Thank you, Alex, for sharing your experience and insights on the PV activities required at the local level, the role of the local affiliate, and best practices for handling those many activities. Thank you also to our listeners. I hope you take some valuable information from this episode and apply it in one way or another to your business. PharmaLex serves the pharma, biotech, and medtech industries, guiding our clients through the entire product life cycle, from early strategic planning, non-clinical and clinical, regulatory submission processes, and post-approval activities. Please make sure you subscribe so you can join us for future podcasts.